Jesse's back was to his desk. He was seated with his feet on the sill, staring out the window.
Captain Healy returning on line two, Molly said.
Use the intercom, Jesse said.
What intercom?
Jesse sighed, turned his chair around, and picked up the call. I may have had a breakthrough on Janet Becker's cryptic code, he said.
Okay.
During my sleepless night, I surmised that the SS reference in the datebook was to Surf and Sand.
Where her body was found?
Yes.
The bungalow place?
Yes.
What a dump. At one time it was nice, now it's a dump.
There were four references to SS in the datebook. Three were preceded by the initial T and one by the initial N.
So?
So I'm thinking that the T was Thomas Walker.
And the N?
Fat Boy Nelly.
Why do you think this?
Because it makes sense, given that she had been dealing with both of them.
So you think Janet Becker met with both Walker and Fat Boy at the Surf and Sand?
I do.
Three times with Walker and once with Nelly?
Yes.
Can you confirm these meetings?
Not yet. I've called Nelly a number of times, but he hasn't returned my calls.
You think he's ducking you?
He could be.
And Walker?
He knows I'm onto something, but he isn't certain what. He pretty much terminated my access to him after our last meeting.
What are you going to do?
I need to see both of them again.
For confirmation?
Yes.
Good luck with that.
I'll figure out a way.
I'm sure you will. Just don't get killed in the process.
Your concern is touching, Jesse said.
Listen, Jesse, these two morons are in the early stages of a conflict that's bound to escalate. Gino Fish or no, neither of them is going to want to involve himself any further with some small-town police chief.
I have my ways. Allow me to repeat, try not to get killed in the process.
I'll do my best, Jesse said.